Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 26, we were taught that a man of integrity has nothing for sale in his moral or ethical life. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What this is showing to us, my friend, is that David is a man of integrity. He has character. Now let's think about that word integrity. Integrity comprehends the whole moral character, with a special reference to genuine, unimpaired, and not only unimpaired, but unadulterated purity and honesty in all your dealings with your fellow man, and particularly towards God. Now, let me say that over again and read that definition to you just a little more quickly. Integrity comprehends the whole moral character with a special reference to genuine, unimpaired, and unadulterated purity and honesty in all your dealings with your fellow man, particularly toward God. Let me say it another way. A man of integrity has nothing for sale in his moral or ethical life. You will not sell your morals, you will not sell your ethics for a supposed gain. That is a man or a woman of integrity. And in this case, we see that David fits the bill. Now he is acting as a man of integrity. Now Saul had advisors that said, go after David. David has advisors that say, kill Saul. You see, you can have good, well-intentioned friends who will make what seems like good common sense. And they make these suggestions with urging. But it may not be the will of God. You see, my friend, the Christian's chief counselor is the Word of God. That's why a pastor cannot just stand up there and say, I wonder what the people want. Find out what the people want and do it. No. When a pastor does that, he ceases to being a man of God and a man of integrity, and he begins to being a hireling, a hypocrite, and of no use whatever to the hand of God. You see, men of integrity seek God. David is a godly man. Godly men do not abandon scriptural principles in the time of great opportunity or trial. It was a trial. An army of 3,000 men are after him. And now he has an opportunity to kill his enemy and stop an army of 3,000. David's attitude towards Saul was one of forbearance. And he had this attitude because his spirit was under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. He was controlled by the Word and by the Spirit of God. My friend, this is what it takes for a Christian, if he's going to be true to God. Let me just interject here. There are people out there today that teach about, oh, what a rotten person David was, the sin with Bathsheba, and the counting of the Israelites, and boy, it messed his family up. The only reason every king after David was bad is because David was a bad person and infected the rest of them. I've heard it said about Noah, he was nothing but an old drunkard. I've heard about Abraham, oh, he was nothing but an immoral man. There he had Hagar. And people take these people and say the worst of things about them. And it sounds pretty good to you, like, oh, yeah, that's true. That's in the Bible. It's true. But don't forget, the book of Hebrews is in the Bible as well. And even Samson is in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Don't take an event in David's life or one of these others' lives and just look, well, that was their entire lifetime. Let's say that here you are a saved, soul-winning Christian. You're separated from the world. You're living a pure life. You're holy and acceptable unto God. And, oh, you've grown. You're knowledgeable. You're a teacher. And, oh, on we could go about what God has done in your life. But back there several years ago, maybe you stole something. Maybe you did something immoral. Maybe you lied about something. So, are we to say, yep, he's nothing but a thief. His whole life through, he's been a thief. His whole life through, he's been immoral. His whole life through, he's been a liar. So, well, yes, I did those things, but God forgave me. That was back then. That was an incident. That's not the normal life. I don't go out and steal every day. I don't go out and have these immoral relationships every day. Those things that were wrong, definitely wrong. I've tried to make it right with God and man. But please don't put me there. Well, you see, my friend, that's what they do with David and these others. They take an incident the Bible recorded to show that these men were not men that were infallible, but the overall life shows that they were men of faith. Be careful of those teachers that teach otherwise, because most of the time they don't even realize that they're being pawns in the hands of the devil, because the devils are as angels of light, and they make them think that, oh, man, that sounds right, that's good. And no, it is not. Be careful of those filthy things like that that come straight from hell. And I don't apologize for saying that it's straight from hell. I honestly believe that it is. Now, my friend, please understand, if David was not a godly man, had that not been the case, I can understand then that he would have broken down under the long duration of the wilderness, running, and a group of men with him who, according to chapter 22, verse 2, were either in distress, debt, or discontented. And it would have been easy to kill Saul. This act of Saul attacking after he had been spared by David, his life was spared, and now he's trying to kill David. We can understand that being over the top. Too much for David to forgive. I can't forgive him now. That's it. He's gone too far. When we have stopped having a forgiving spirit after someone has repented, then we are walking in the flesh. And you can point 10 accusing fingers at that person that messed up. But they've repented. Then they may be walking in the spirit, although they did that bad thing, and you are walking in the flesh. It was easier for him this time in the camp to spare Saul's life than it was in the cave in chapter 24. Because in chapter 24, he cut off the skirt. It seems like there might have been an evil intent. But as soon as he did it, his heart convicted him. let him know that was wrong. Because he had a heart that was sensitive to the Spirit of God, it stopped him. But here, in this chapter, he takes the spear and the crucifix water, which can be returned fully intact. No damage to it, whatever. Now his purpose is to show Saul that he loves him, that he will not hurt him, although God provides him the opportunity. The repetition of good within David made this decision an easy one. And so too, for an obedient to the word of God, spirit-controlled man. Now, just being honest with yourself. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Can I say that I'm at a point in my life, whether it's taxes or business or pleasure, what have you, that I'll always be one who chooses right over the temptation to do wrong? Or when there's an unrighteous opportunity, that I always choose to do what's right? You see, realize in making statements in your mind right now, you're not arguing or trying to justify yourself with me. I don't know who's listening. Okay, so you're not arguing with me or trying to justify yourself with me. Instead, you may be kicking against the pricks, as Jesus said to Saul, who was on the road to Damascus, when the light struck him and he saw Jesus. The pricks of God's conviction. Don't lose your integrity, my friend. Now, David did have moral breakdowns. He had breakdowns of integrity. But he was a man that came back. He said in Psalms 51 what his sins were. He asked for the restoration of the joy of his salvation. There were consequences. But his progeny after him, as much as they knew his sin, they also knew his repentance. As much as they knew his sin, they also knew his consequence. They were not blind. They went in with their eyes wide open when they chose to sin and go against God. Now, the next subject, then, that we need to think about is Saul. Now, there's a tendency for evil to repeat itself in those who are not fully surrendered to the will and word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light into your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.